Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
A bit longer there for you. It's a great piece of music. In case you didn't know who that is, that's Dervish, who I think are still going, and that's from that great album Playing With Fire from ages and ages ago. Lovely, lovely piece of music from Dervish. Anyway, a warm welcome to this mid-November edition of Focusing with me, Mike Brocken, here on MinervaRadio.uk, courtesy, of course, of Coldy Media. You know, we play so many new releases here on Folksy, and as we begin to approach the end of the year, I always like to look again over the preceding months just to see which of this year's new releases really did something for me, you know, and continue so to do as well. So this time out, I thought I would play for you a selection of recordings from 2024. In the first case, to bring you up to date, because we're playing stuff from the last few months and weeks, but also to remind you of what vibrant music there is out there. And also perhaps to wet your whistle in terms of contenders for album of the year as well. And you might even like to buy somebody something for Christmas, mightn't you, with it coming up soon. Although I'll be bound to say, as far as album of the year is concerned, that Richard Thompson's latest will probably get the vote from most specialist stations. But I do think there's loads of other stuff we might consider too. So let's begin with one of my own favourites from January of this year.
I'm ready for the limelight. It might get worse, and I might write a better tune. Best thing you ever heard, and the last thing I might ever do. I am an hourglass filled with sand. Turn me over, I wanna go back to the beginning. I am a grain of sand washed upon this land, waiting for my time to fall, God willing. Be the heart's way of letting go. But I can't help but sing. Love is a melody. It gets stuck in your head, your heart, and your soul. I am an hourglass halfway filled with sand. Turn me over, I wanna go. I am a grain of sand washed upon this land, waiting for my time to fall, God willing. the best songs come from the worst of times.
Played that a lot at home too. It's really good. That's the Matt Mitchell Music Co. And it's from an album that was released back end of January this year on American Standard Time Records, which is a great name for a record company, isn't it? American Standard Time. The album's called Obvious Euphoria, and that's Hourglass, which is great. Matt Mitchell and his chums, there's a real kind of music group of people up in a lovely town in Oregon called Astoria. And it's a real music town, you know. And so one minute, you know, they're playing on Matt's album, the next minute Matt's playing on somebody else's album, etc. It's one of those really great communities that you get, both here and in the United States. A very close kinship, you might say, across that. And that it shows in the music, some very nice songwriting. The album Obvious Euphoria did very well over there on the kind of Americana and country rock charts. And I like it a lot. I've been playing that a lot up here in the loft in Chester. Really good stuff. That Matt Mitchell Musico, the album's Obvious Euphoria, and the track was Hourglass. Okay. Here's one we played a bit, and actually I played way back on Radio Merseyside, actually. It's from Callum Gilligan. Now, I'm playing it because I like Callum's work anyway. And Callum, if you're listening, send me more stuff, will you, please? But Callum's on with Katie Spencer, who's also brilliant. Hiya, Katie, if you're listening as well. A double header at the British Music Experience at the Pierhead in Liverpool. That sounds good, doesn't it? Now, they're going to be on. It's a rearranged gig. It's been rescheduled for one reason or another. And I think original tickets are still valid, so don't worry if you're hanging on to a ticket there. It's going to take place on the 21st of this month, 21st of November, 7:15 kickoff. And tickets are available now on the BME website. So really, really good. Callum was also, in a way, fortunate enough to have one of this particular track, actually, featured on the Unheard series from Rock and Reel. So that's really good as well. Really, really good. It's available as a download still, but as I say, Rock and Roll picked up on it. And it's on Unheard Volume 105. I was thinking about that the other day because actually I've got Unheard Volume 5. I've been buying that magazine so long. I'll have to dig it out and see what's on it. Anyway. This is Callum Gilligan, who's playing with Katie Spencer on the 21st of November at the BME. And this is Galloway No More.
I wish that I was with you now to pass away the hours. A childhood spent, but spent so well in field and tree and bough. But in my dreams I see you now, like I did before, and I know I won't see you crying with joy in Galloway. I'd meet you on that old back road up by the graveyard wall, and off we'd go with our sticks in our hands until the evening called. And in my dreams I'm still on that road, marching to your door. I know I won't see you crying with joy in Galloway. too long ago, you barely knew it was me. The trace of you as a child that I knew was lost and could not see. It took a minute or maybe an hour to bring you back round to. But when the fog lifted from your eyes, we danced as we used to. But in my dreams, I'm still on that road, marching to your door. And I know I won't see you crying with joy in Galway no
more. Oh, it's just lovely, that. I've played that a few times over the years. That's the Liverpool-based Scott, Callum Gilligan, and Galloway No More, of course. Fantastic. And Callum is on with Katie Spencer at the British Music Experience on the 21st of this month, 21st November, 7:15 kickoff. And if you've got a ticket for the original, which was had to be rescheduled, they're still valid, so don't worry about that. Anyway, check out the British Music Experience website. They've got a very, very good website. And you know that the BME is at the pierhead, don't you? It's in one of the three graces. Excellent stuff, that. I'd like to hear some more from Callum for the new year as well, if at all possible. So go on, Callum, let us have some good stuff. And I'll give it to my producer, who's sitting to my right, and he will check it out for radio play, and we'll definitely, definitely play it, as well as Katie's stuff as well, Katie Spencer as well. Okay, here's another track from just one of the great stars, I suppose you could say, of the folk scene, Steve Knightley. He released an album back in October, didn't he, this year? I'm sure you've got it already, really. It's his first studio solo album in 17 years, which is incredible. I know folkies who are younger than that, you know. But it's just great. The Winter Yarns, it's called. And he's a formidable folk roots performer, isn't he? In every possible way. Steered his band Showhands through decades and decades of gigs and touring and playing the Royal Albert Hall, sellouts at the Royal Albert Hall. Fantastic stuff. Anyway, I'll play another track for you from this particular album. If you're thinking of buying something for Christmas or for a loved one for Christmas, this is a good one to get, I think. Steve Knightley's The Winter Yards album. And from that, this is I Tried.
You should see her, tell her I'm okay. Does she have one reason why she didn't stay? Rough and smooth, good and bad, I gave everything I had, but it really doesn't matter anyway. God knows I tried
to hold her.
When lovers die,
it dies forever.
Ooh. Ooh. So I tell myself I'm better off alone, and I spend the long night staring at the phone. City lights are coming on, I could head back to where I'm from, but what if I'm not here and she comes home? God knows I tried.
It's all saying,
it's just my pride. Rough and smooth, good and anything that I try. So if you should see her, say I'm doing fine. I don't talk about the days when she was mine. Don't say I'm a broken man, without a map, without a plan. I'm just waiting for my stars to be aligned. You can say I just get down from God knows I tried
to hold us together.
When lovers die,
it dies forever.
God knows I tried
to make you love me.
But I knew inside she was so far above me.
Stuff. Great album. Honestly, it's a great album. Really good. I wonder if he's been saving up some of his songs for his solo stuff, you know what, you know, towards the end of show hands. Anyway, it's out now. It's out in October. Steve Knightley's The Winter Yards. That I Tried from the album. Really good country rock ballad, that, I think. Beautiful feel to it. Very well produced as well. Sounds great in my headphones here. Formidable frontman of Show of Hands, of course. I wonder if that's it now, but you never know, do you? You never know what Phil B is up to either at the same time. So we'll have to keep a lookout for that one in the new year. Steve Knightley and I Tried. Good stuff, that. Another track we played earlier on in the year, which I really liked, and again, I was playing here a lot over the forthcoming sort of 6 months after we were playing it on air, is from an American singer called May Erlewine. I think May was coming over here. She certainly came over for Celtic Connections before lockdown, and I think she was on her way back for 2023, perhaps. Anyway, May released an album in March this year called The Real Thing, and we played a couple of interesting tracks from that at that time as well. I was very taken with the album as a whole. In fact, as I'm looking at my record player over there, it's on, I think. It's just switched off. I've forgotten to take it out. But the album's great, The Real Thing from May Erlewine, and this is the opening track.
I can tell when I'm walking, baby. It fits a little too tight. You know it's gonna drive me crazy if the feeling ain't right. And I don't wanna change your. But I could use some more time, just a little more time could save me, if I'm gonna walk that line. I don't wanna lose it, baby, and I don't wanna change your. I could use some more time. And I can tell when I'm talking, maybe. There's a shaking in my voice. The truth is gonna find us, baby. We don't get a choice. But I don't wanna change your mind. But I could hear some more time. Could use some more time. Some more time, just a little more time could save me. If I'm gonna walk that line, I don't wanna lose it, baby. And I don't wanna change your.
Mayelle Wine. The album's really good. She came over, I think it was in March and April. I know she played Band on the Wall in Manchester anyway, sometime in April, and was in Europe quite a bit as well. And she basically touring the album. The album's called The Real Thing. And if you fancy a nice piece of sophisticated, contemporary, country come folk rock composition, this is a good album to think about. Mayelle Wine, The Real Thing. And that's a opening track called More Time. Great stuff there. I do like that, and I'm playing it a lot still. As is this next one. This is getting played a lot by us here at Minerva Radio, isn't it, Ian? We're playing this a bit.
It is.
Yeah, that's right. This is Hilary de Vries. Now, Hilary is a Scottish composer, musician, and she's very interested in organic landscapes, people, the highlands where she lives, etc. And she's been making music for most of her life, really. But this album really attracted us, didn't it? It was really, really good. It's called Cherry Blossom After Rain. And it's just amazing that, you know, we've got people who can compose on these kind of strengths. And I was listening to Cherry Blossom After the Rain while I was still on BBC Radio Merseyside, actually. And I was so pleased, and to get to the point, I was so pleased to find that the Knockbane Road was their next album. So it's really interesting to think about, you know, this music being very, very close to the environment. And in fact, this one's so close that the album itself was recorded live in nature. It was just amazing, really. So let's have a little listen to this. This is a track that we have played previously as well. And what we've done, Ian, my producer, has done it actually. He's run two tracks together. One track is called The Grey Cairn and the other one is called In a Rain. Oh, so lovely that. So lovely. Harpist Hilary de Vries from her album The Knockbane Road. And two tracks, actually, which Ian, my producer, has run together, The Grey Cairn and Inner Wren. And it's just wonderful. The album, I was playing it all the way through again a few days ago just to see which one we'd play. And actually, I thought, well, we'll do the one that we played last time because it's so beautiful and it works so well. So I hope Hilary didn't mind us running those two tracks together. So we just thought it was lovely. And that the harp playing is just amazing. It's one of those albums you can buy as a CD from Bandcamp, if you like, as well. So just get onto Bandcamp. And Hilary's got her own website, hilarydevries.com. And that's really worth getting. We thought that was a cracking album from this year. Really good. Here's one that we haven't played as yet. And actually, it's just, you know, to remind myself and the listeners out there that, you know, Sanders and Savage at the Bury Met were absolutely exceptional the other week. Just brilliant. They've got a band as well now. There's like three pieces behind them. And one of the guys plays what looked to me like a kind of a rather vintage Moog as well, which is really interesting to hear that sound after so many years. They're going to be touring with Gilmore and Roberts as the part of the Winter Union tour as well once we get into December. So if you haven't seen Sanders and Savage, please try and make a point of seeing them in the new year or whenever you can, because they're absolutely superb. This is the Border Widow's Lament.
Sore when I laid him ill sore.
isn't that lovely? That's just delightful, isn't it? Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage from the new album, newish album anyway, In the Dark We Grow, which I highly recommend, absolutely recommend to you, without reservation at all. And that's the traditional song, obviously, isn't it? The Border Widow's Lament that they've given, you know, just a great feel to it. Unbelievably great live. You must see them. Absolutely must see them. As you must see this guy as well, actually, although, you know, it's probably going to be a while before he comes over again. We were really privileged to see just one of the great gigs of the year here in Chester at St. Mary's Creative Space from the Jake Blunt Trio. Back in the back end of the summer it was, and they just absurdly talented man, you know, and the way that the trio and him as the leader of the trio kind of reevaluate and then allow blues and gospel music to reemerge in their own way, you know, they're kind of just delivering something that you'd never think would happen to stuff that you already know, if you see what I mean. Marvelous, marvelous stuff. Award-winning artist. He's had a couple of albums out now. One came out this year, which I still haven't been able to obtain yet. It's on Smithsonian Folkway, so I should get it online, really. But he did a great gig at St. Mary's. And we were all made up that he did this next one, actually, because he actually said to the crowd, no, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I think, did come over in the early 1960s. We all went, yeah. And and he said, and he did... there was a television programme, wasn't there, where she did it at a disused railway station. Where was it? Birmingham. We all went, Manchester! Because it was a Chawton-cum-Hardy railway station where Sister Rosetta sang this amazing piece of gospel music. Just amazing. And you'll know the one. It's Didn't It Rain?
Didn't it rain, children? Oh, yes, didn't it? You know, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Well, it rained 40 days, it rained 40 nights. Was no land nowhere in sight. God sent the raven to spread the news. Hoist his wings and away he flew. To the east, to the west, north, to the south. All day, all night, how it rained, how it rained. Oh, tell me, didn't it rain, oh, rain, oh, rain, children? Rain, oh my Lord, didn't it? You know it didn't it? Whoa, oh my Lord, didn't it rain? Knock at the window, knock at the door. Crying, brother, can't you take a couple more? Brother said, well, your wallet looks a little thin. If you can't pay, you better learn to swim. Water rising
in the morning.
Water rising
at noon.
Water rising
in the evening.
Keep rising all day long. Keep rising all night long. Tell me, didn't it rain, oh, rain, oh, rain, children? Rain, oh my Lord, didn't it? You know it didn't it? Whoa, oh my Lord, didn't it rain?
Didn't it,
didn't it,
no, it
didn't,
yes, didn't it, whoa.
absolutely brilliant, brilliantly talented man, Jake Blunt, and his trio. And they were great as well, you know, just really, really fantastic. Really, somebody who's really shining a light on black and indigenous music that different Americans have made and contributed to the folk traditions over there, you know, absolutely brilliant, just great. And that's taken from the album The New Faith from a couple of years ago. There's a new album out now, still haven't got it, but I'll have to try and get it for next time, for in the new year perhaps. And they were great at St. Mary's Creative Space. And again, just as we were talking about the Bury Met and what a great venue that is, you must get to St. Mary's Creative Space if you can. It's a wonderful, wonderful venue. And that's the Jake Blunt Trio. Somebody else who's kind of reimagining things as well this year, and the album only came out at the back end of last October, actually officially released on the 27th, I have in front of me here, is John Bowden and the Remnant Kings. And he had an album, a very different reimagined album as well, called Parlour Ballads, released by Hudson Records. Now, what John's done is he's taken what are parlour ballads, in other words, all of those sentimental ballads from the 19th and early 20th century. Parlour music being very, very important, you know, for, you know, prim young ladies at the pianoforte singing along, you know, all that kind of stuff. And also mixing together with some of that music, you know, popular song of the day, and sort of awakening the sound of old, well-loved and slightly, you know, turned up at the edges music of the late 19th and early 20th century. It's really good. I mean, it's I love it because I love all kinds of popular music. And actually, parlour music is a much derided form of music. It's a shame because there's some really stunning pieces of lyricism, if nothing else, in these parlour ballads. And I think John probably agrees with me there. So let's have a track from that. If you're thinking this would be a really good one for Christmas, I always think, not because it's Christmassy, but just, you know, to give it to someone and say, just take a listen to this. This is John Bowden and the Remnant Kings from the brand new album Parlour Ballads, and we're going to have a little listen to On One April Morning.
Girls knew. young man, don't you spend your long time in courting. Young man, don't you spend all your long time in. Rising. It was on one April morning. I had a small bird sing. They were singing, lovely Nancy, for love it is a fancy. And how sweet were the notes that I heard the small bird sing.
So nice, isn't it? Yeah. That's from the brand new album by John Bowden and the Remnant Kings. We've played that before, that particular track, but we're picking favourites from the year for this show, aren't we? And that's On One April Morning, the old parlour song, played on an old parlour piano, which John also says is a bit out of tune, actually. And you could just detect that at the very front, just as the piano's bringing the music in. One of the notes goes kind of plonk a little bit there, doesn't it? Great stuff. But recommended, highly recommended album. And good on John Bowden for experimenting in this sort of way. This is what we like. We do like this sort of stuff on Minerva Radio, whether it's Hilary de Vries on the one hand, John Bowden on the other, Jake Blunt on the other. We like the idea of doing something with tradition, I think, is something that we should do all of the time, actually, is to contemporize it, isn't it? To make it relevant. And one band who've really done that this year, Sid Goldsmith, Alex Garden and Danny Pedler, are Taran. And you'll remember that we've played, regular listeners will remember that we've played a few tracks from Taran from their brand new album, as it was in September, of course, Outside Time. They followed it with a tour as well. I think the tour's just about coming to an end of it. And one of the personal themes that Taran want to explore was that kind of interest in space the folk music inhabits in today's world, because the history of traditional music, and I make no bones about this at all, is very masculinized. It's very, very gendered. And it, one of the members of the band is non-binary, actually. And they just ask the question, you know, where does gender variance come in folk stories? Where does that happen? Well, it does happen. It's just that very often it's been written out. Or, of course, in the case of Sasha Sharp, if anything was even rude, they'd take the lyrics out, wouldn't they? So I think that's addressing this really well. And Taran have done exactly the right thing to do this. As we mentioned before, Outside Time is the name of the album. It was released back in September. It's available now. And Taran have, I think they've just come off the road now. But if they're still on the road, take a look for them. And I think this particular track is superb and a very, very good indicator of what we're talking about. This is Taran and Neither Man Nor Maid.
First, the tale of a handsome girl, as you may understand. Her mind was bent on rambling into some foreign land. She dressed herself in sailor's clothes, or so it did appear. She hired with a captain bold to serve him for a year. To serve him for a year. Next, the tale of Sally Wise. Her heart was filled with woe. Her William had enlisted for a soldier, he did go. She dressed herself in man's array, she cut her flowing hair, and showed the world all over that a soldier can be fair. A soldier can be fair. Neither man nor maid am I, I'm neither maid nor man. To weave or drum, to sail or fight, I'll prove to you I can. I'll show you who I am. lad who would not beat the drum, adorned himself in garments gay to London he did come. There he became apprentice to a tailor proud and true, to work the weft into the warp and dress the finest few, to dress the finest few. Neither man nor maid am I. Was approaching the age of 25, from my heart I took a vow, the truth for all my life. I threw away my clothes and all of gender I did speak. Neither maid nor man am I, yet some call me a freak, yet others call me free. Neither man nor maid am I, am neither maid nor man. To weave or drum, to sail or fight, I'll prove to you I can. I'll show you who I am.
Lovely. That's great. Neither Man Nor Maid by Taryn, with that amazing little sort of coda stuck on the end there, which we should all pay attention to as well. There's loads and loads of interesting songs that, you know, are sort of non-gender, binary gender, you know, Handsome Cabin Boy, you know, Bold William Taylor, A Pretty Drummer Boys, and there's lots of drummer boy songs, isn't there, where women dress as men or dress as boys. So we need to think about that and the way that a lot of traditional music has been presented to us, particularly in the, let's just say, the post-war era, post-World War II era, and also that earlier period of time when the early collectors started getting this together. And when there was any problem over sexuality or gender or sex itself, the act itself, they were often removed. So I think what we're doing here with Taryn's work is really suggesting that this is another, like John Bowden's work, like the Steve Knightley stuff we've been listening to, Jake Blunt, this is the way forward for folk music, I would say. Also, we've got the work of Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne that we've been really celebrating, haven't we, over the past few weeks here. And this is another one of those tracks that like suggests that there's more to it than meets the eye. What Cohen's been doing actually with the album Play Up the Music is taking as a starting point how songs start in, say, the UK, specifically in his case, England, but then end up in the Caribbean and mutate and change and vary. And then they may go from the Caribbean to North America and they change and mutate and do sort of stuff like that. So in a way, preserving old English folk songs is one thing, isn't it? But what do you do when you find that the song turns up in a completely different context with completely different lyrics? Exactly. And this is the thing, isn't it? And he's suggesting to us, and so are, it must be said, the English Folk Dance and Song Society, who have helped Cohen with the funding for this project, to kind of, you know, evoke different ideas about folk music and how it travels and mutates. And we've played lots of tracks from the album Play Up the Music by Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne, which was also released at the beginning of October. But we didn't play this one. And this is a really interesting one, I think. It's a classic example of what we're talking about, really. This is Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne from that album with Highway Robber.
Saw the farmer in this country, to the market his daughter would go. He thought that no danger would befall her, for his daughter had been there before. On the way she met a highway robber, who robbed the rich to help the oppressed. He said, deliver your money or your clothing, or else you will die in distress. No money, no money, no money. My clothing's no value to you. So he stripped that fair damsel stark naked. He gave her his bridle to hold. Well, she put both her feet in the stirrups. She gave the most horse-like command, and she rode over hills and over valleys, crying, "Catch me, bold rogue, if you can." Well, the wild rogue, he soon followed after, until she came to her dear father's farm. "Well, dear father, I've been in such danger, but the wild rogue has done me no harm." He said, "Put that grey mare in the stable, and lay the white sheet on the floor." And they gave all the money to some stranger. They all lived happy evermore.
Oh, nice little one. That's the Highway Robber, really. But it ended up in, I think in this case, it was in Barbados. Hounded. And some of Cohen's family are from the beautiful, beautiful islands over there. So that's, again, I think it's a good time as we get towards the end of the year, hence why we're repeating some of this material, to check out and see the directions in which folk music in this country and in the United States, of course, is going. Because I think we need to make sure that it's for everybody. It's available there for everybody. And music like this, music, the stuff that John Bowden's doing, Steve Knightley, Jake Blount, Taran, Cohen Braithwaite, Kilcoyne, is there for everybody to enjoy. And if there's a different way of telling the story, let it live. That's what we want it to do. Excellent stuff there. Here's a duo that we played as well a little while ago, maybe about 3 or 4 episodes ago. I really like this duo. It's Harry Thorpe and Sean Morrison. And they're based in the Birmingham area, I think. I think that's correct in saying that. And I just love their stuff. And we did play this before, "The Girl I Left Behind."
The dames of France are fond and free, and Flemish lips are willing. Soft the maids of Italy, and Spanish eyes are thrilling. And though I pass beneath their charms fail to buy me. My heart goes back to Erin's Isle, to the girl I left behind me, to the girl I left behind me. Well, she's as fair as Shannon's side, and purer than its water. But she refused to be my bride, though in many a year I sought her. And since to France I've sailed away, her letters oft remind me. My heart goes back to Erin's Isle, to the girl I left behind me, to the girl I left behind me. Love, come home, my friends are rich and many, or else abroad with you I'll roam, a soldier stout as any. If you'll not come, not let me go, I'll think you have resigned me. My heart near broke when I answered no, to the girl I left behind me. So never shall my true love brave a life of was and toiling, and never as a skulking slave I'll tread my native soil on. But were it free or to be free, the battle close will find me. My heart goes back to Erin's Isle, to the girl I left behind me, to the girl I left behind me, to the girl I left behind me, to the girl I left behind me. Thank you.
just love that. I was saying to Ian there the way that they're topping and tailing on the fiddle, and I just got carried away there. It's just great. That's Harry Thorpe and Sean Morrison, about whom I didn't really know much at all, actually. And they're based in Brum, and they've been touring an awful lot. They've actually joined forces with Alex Garden from Tarran in a sort of a interesting studio that's down in Bristol. And this is their third album. I didn't know anything about them, really. The album is called Grass and Granite, which is great. And one of the Bonfire Radicals appears on them. Remember, I think on the last programme we played their new EP, didn't we? At least a track from their new EP. Michelle Holloway from the Bonfire Radicals is on it as well. So I recommend that one, most sincerely. Came out already on the 12th of October. Thorpe and Morrison, Grass and Granite. Have a look and see if you can pick it up. The whole album's great, and we'll play another track from that next time around. Brilliant. Well, just enough time, I think, to let us go with an absolute, an immediate classic, really, that we played this year, and it's just been a fantastic year for folk music so far. There's still a month or so left of it too. It's the Rheingans Sisters. Their highly anticipated new album actually came out in September, back end of September. And it's called Start Close In. And it's drenched in all kinds of stuff, drones and old patterns of dance rhythms and all sorts of things. It's got their own material kind of rejuvenation going on there vocally and musically as well. So they're actually, again, like the other tracks that we play today, recontemporizing traditional music. So just time for me to say fairly well, and I couldn't do better than playing that great opening track from the Rheingans, hoping that many of you go and see them next week at the Liverpool Phil. This is the Rheingan Sisters and Devils, and I'll see you very soon.
crack. The farmer was peeking out of a crack when he saw the old devil bringing her back.